In a marketplace where 90% of new products fail within a year, certain brands defy gravity and soar to stratospheric heights. What separates these rocket brands from the rest? It's not just clever marketing or superior quality. It's their ability to transform ordinary customers into passionate apostles. At the core of this phenomenon lies a revolutionary insight. Just 2% of customers contribute 20% of sales and drive 80% of volume through recommendations, delivering over 150% of profitability. This isn't just marketing theory. It's the mathematical foundation for brand immortality that has made Michael Silverstein's work required reading at Harvard Business School and a favorite among successful entrepreneurs like Sarah Blakely, Spanx, and Kevin Plank, Under Armour. The mathematics are startlingly clear. One truly loyal customer can generate 8 times their consumption through word of mouth. This apostle effect creates exponential growth that conventional marketing simply cannot match. Take Victoria's Secret, which transformed from a struggling business where women only wore their products on weekends to a global powerhouse where customers proudly wear their products nearly every day. These emotional connections create a virtuous cycle where customers eagerly share their experiences, becoming an unpaid sales force more effective than any advertising campaign. Most people can't accurately predict their behavior or envision revolutionary concepts, making traditional market research unreliable. When a communications giant showed salespeople bulky prototype cell phones, they unanimously rejected them, preferring payphones to spending $500 to $1,000 on unwieldy devices, a mistake that later cost billions. Les Wexner, founder of The Limited and Victoria's Secret, exemplifies showing customers what they want rather than asking. With 50-plus years of retail success, he relies on anticipation, instinct, and direct observation instead of focus groups. His curiosity drives him to shop incognito, study store operations, and observe purchasing patterns. When Victoria's Secret faced its 2/7 problem, women only wore their lingerie on weekends, Wexner sent teams worldwide to find products both sexy and comfortable, discovering microfiber alternatives to satin and fabric-based support systems. This approach transformed Victoria's Secret from a $2 billion specialist to an $8 billion plus global powerhouse. Most companies underestimate their best customers' value. The multiplication effect is remarkable. A single $1,000 per year customer can generate over $1 billion within 12 generations of influence in just 3 years. This explains why companies like Whole Foods and The Container Store prioritize exceptional customer experiences. John Mackey built Whole Foods from a single store into America's 8th largest food retailer with $14.2 billion in sales. Instead of traditional advertising, only 0.4% of sales, Whole Foods leverages earned media, community partnerships, and digital engagement. They transformed health food stores into foodie heaven with wine cellars, beer freezers, sushi bars, and ample seating, creating community spaces where 66% of sales come from perishables. Similarly, The Container Store creates immersive experiences where customers visualize solutions immediately. Their Manhattan flagship displays fully furnished Elfa closet systems at various price points, helping New Yorkers imagine transforming their spaces. Both companies built success on unique value propositions and apostle customers whose lifetime value exceeds $10,000 and who drive growth through enthusiastic referrals. What if every customer complaint was actually a gift? Toyota exemplifies this philosophy. Complain once, let me fix it. Complain twice, shame on me. Complain 3 times, and I should be replaced. When Tom Greco became head of Frito-Lay in 2011, he needed to revitalize a stagnant $14 billion business with 60% market share. Research revealed they were competing in a broader macro snack market, reframing their position from dominant to having only mid-teens market share in this larger category. With this insight, Frito-Lay revamped its strategy, For the Fun Times Together segment, they launched Tostitos Cantina, combining chips and dips for parties, which exceeded $100 million in first-year sales. Similarly, when Chris Nassetta took over Hilton after Blackstone's acquisition, he discovered the company's 9 hotel brands were competing against each other. Through consumer research, they identified 12 distinct demand spaces and aligned each brand to specific segments, transforming DoubleTree into the portfolio's fastest-growing brand. Have you ever wondered why certain products catch your eye immediately? Visual appeal drives purchasing decisions as humans seek beauty and better visions for themselves. Your visual appearance must match your vision and values. A fake facade guarantees failure. Brunello Cucinelli built his luxury empire using ultra-fine Mongolian cashmere, 14 to 15 microns, ethically sourced and crafted by local artisans. His clothing achieves instant recognition without logos through distinctive silhouettes and superior fabrics. Cucinelli's belief that economic value is nothing without human value shapes his enterprise through light-filled workspaces, above-market wages, reasonable work hours, and quality employee lunches. Similarly, Walt Disney created immersive experiences that imprint on visitors' imaginations. The Magic Kingdom transforms visitors into participants in fantasy worlds where employees are cast members and every detail maintains the illusion. This meticulous attention creates postcard effects in consumer memories, generating multi-generational loyalty through emotional connection. When employees love your brand as much as customers do, they tell your story in technicolor rather than monotone, creating cultural advantage that leads to higher repeat purchases and promotion-free sales. Zappos stands out through exceptional customer service. Unlike competitors who minimize customer interaction, they prominently display their phone number and encourage lengthy conversations. Representatives have the authority to satisfy customers by any means necessary, even giving away products to make things right. Four Seasons maintains an equally selective approach, with their New York property once receiving 30,000 applications for 400 positions. New hires undergo 3 months of training through mentorship and shadowing, resulting in just 11% annual turnover compared to the industry's 27%. This dedication was evident during the 2004 Sumatra tsunami, when all 400 staff at the Four Seasons Maldives remained on property for 3 days, protecting 200 guests. The hotel manager's explanation was simply, "This is what we do. We serve our guests." Schismogenesis means brand relationships are inherently unstable. They're either strengthening or weakening, never static. During crises, leadership's response determines a company's trajectory. Toyota evolved from selling primitive $2,000 Toya pets to becoming a global automotive leader. When facing consecutive crises beginning in 2008, CEO Akio Toyota personally took responsibility, recommitting to, first, safety, second, quality, and third, volume. His pledge that "my name is on every car" facilitated Toyota's remarkable recovery. Successful entrepreneurs share key traits. They remain present on the front lines, constantly learn, invest in innovation, balance fearlessness with caution, and care deeply about their partners. Howard Schultz regularly visits Starbucks stores worldwide, while Tony Hsieh made customer service Zappos' cultural cornerstone. Building an immortal brand requires creating bedazzled consumers who love and evangelize your story. By exceeding expectations at every touchpoint, you transform customers into apostles who propel your brand beyond gravity's pull. The journey is challenging, but the rewards are extraordinary. A brand that creates lasting value for both customers and shareholders.